Last year, I went to my state fair with a friend of mine named Natalie. We both lived sort of close to the fairgrounds, but on opposite sides. One busy Saturday morning, we both went there and met up in the middle of it. It was packed with people, and there were hundreds of things to do. But only about an hour in, strange things started happening. We were over by some of the carnival games, and I saw that I had a new text message on my phone. The first message said, "Hey, you're beautiful." I had no idea who this was because I didn't recognize the number. All of my contacts were already on my phone, and I had everybody's name on them. I asked who it was who was texting me. Whoever it was did not tell me, but they said that we should meet up. I ignored this second text because I just found it weird. I didn't look at my phone for probably another 30 minutes after that, but when I did look at my phone again, I had about 5 more text messages. One of them said, "I just saw you." Another said, "Come back." And then they started saying, "Answer me," with a bunch of exclamation points. Now I was suddenly a little bit worried. This wasn't just some random number or person, but possibly somebody else that was here. That's when I showed the texts to Natalie. We both thought that it was really strange, but didn't have any idea of who it could be. I texted them, asking who it was. They replied almost instantly, saying that I would find out soon enough. This made me really nervous. Still, what were the odds that the person was actually here? I felt like it was a good chance it was just a prank, and I decided to try to ignore it. If I got any more texts, I would block the number. For the next few hours, I was off my phone. But when I looked at it again, sure enough, there were more texts from the person. I barely even looked at them, and I just blocked the number. I didn't want to let them ruin my time. Although I did wonder if it was somebody else there with us. But there were literally thousands of people there, so who could really know? Natalie and I spent probably another hour or two there before leaving. The sun was now set, and we said bye to each other and headed our separate ways. Natalie was parked on the north side of the fair, and I was parked south of it. Things were still extremely busy inside, with just about as many people in there as before. I walked through and left, crossed the street, and then entered the parking lot where my car was. The parking lot was very large. It was a grass area made into a parking lot, and there were hundreds of cars there. I walked a ways through it to my vehicle, which only took a few minutes. The parking lot was mostly quiet, and it was even darker over there. I found my car and got inside. But before leaving, I looked up directions back to my place on my phone. I knew the general way back, but not the exact route. After I finished putting the directions in, I looked up, and there was somebody staring in my driver's window right next to me. It was some creepy-looking guy that I had never seen before. We made eye contact, and then he tried opening my driver's door, which was locked. My car was running, and I started to put my car into reverse to drive away. The man then ran around to the back of my car, and I was only able to back up about a foot before he blocked the rear of my car. I had to stop, and now I was stuck. There were cars in front of me and on both sides. The guy then leaned over and banged on the rear window a few times. This had to be the person that was texting me all day. He wasn't leaving, and I yelled at him to go away. The guy was just standing there, holding on to the back of my car and standing in front of it. I decided then to call the police, and I dialed 911. I knew there were police in the area because of the fair, and I hoped that they would get there really fast. As I spoke with the 911 operator, the man stayed where he was. After I was told that the police would be there shortly, I waited. I really wanted to just leave though, but I couldn't. I didn't feel safe at all with the man there, and I was afraid that he would try to break my window or something. I considered getting out of my car and running back to where the fair was. It would be a big risk though. After waiting for the police for probably 5 minutes, which felt like much longer, I decided that I was going to make a run for it. The man was still there, and I opened up my car to run, but as soon as my door opened, I saw the man charging at me. I quickly closed the door again and locked it. He reached my window just after my door shut. The guy then desperately tried opening my door, but it wouldn't open due to it being locked. He then banged on my window a few times, and I started to reverse the car again. But this caused him to run back over and get into his spot behind my car and block me in again. Just about a minute later though, suddenly, there were flashing lights behind me. A police car had showed up and the man briefly tried to flee. However, he was quickly caught by an officer. I was shaken up from the incident, but unharmed. The man did turn out to be the one who had been texting me all day. I told the officers the entire story and they found out that he had gotten my number at the fair. I guess he had watched me sign up to win a car, and I put my phone number into a raffle. He must have gone over and took the paper with my number on it out of the basket I put it in. I couldn't believe how much of a creep he was. He must have been stalking me and texting me the whole time that I was there, and I didn't even know it. I'm just glad that he was caught that night. This is something that happened when I was a kid, and one of the scariest experiences of my entire life. It all happened on one summer night back when I was about 13. I lived near the city in a highly populated neighborhood. I was used to walking around it and going to local parks to hang out with friends and stuff. Back then, my best friend was probably a kid named Daniel who lived a few blocks away from me. We would hang out all the time, sometimes at each other's houses, or sometimes playing basketball at local parks. This was over 10 years ago now, but each summer, there's a local carnival in the city. It's pretty standard with all of the carnival games and other attractions. Many people go to it from my city and even the neighboring ones. Where we lived, we could walk, but it would take probably 20 minutes to get there. So one day, Daniel and I planned to go to the carnival after school. Our parents both trusted us to be able to go by ourselves because we were teenagers now and it didn't seem like that big of a deal. So after school on that day, which was a Friday, Daniel and I walked to the carnival. It took maybe 30 minutes to get there from school because it was a little out of the way to go home, but it wouldn't be as long to go back to our houses. There was a lot to do at the carnival, and Daniel and I spent hours having fun looking at all the attractions. Soon, it got to be nighttime. We went to the carnival games that they had there and played just about every single one. We were really competitive and trying to win the cool prizes, like the giant stuffed animals or the sports jerseys. Our parents had given us some money to spend on food and tickets for games and stuff. It was when we had just finished playing one of the games that this guy approached us. The man had grayish hair, a mustache, and asked us how we were doing. It just seemed odd that he was randomly talking to us. Then, he asked us if we needed more tickets. The guy said he could get us some if we wanted. But at that time in particular, we didn't need any tickets, and I think we both found the guy to be kind of weird. We told him no thanks, and then he left us alone and walked away. We didn't see the man for a while after that. Daniel and I played a bunch more games for maybe another hour or so. Then we saw the guy again. He approached us this time too, and asked us how much longer we were staying. We just kind of said, I don't know, and the guy asked us where we were going after. We said home. Then we just kind of walked away from the guy. He definitely came across as really strange. After getting away from him and losing him in the crowd of people, Daniel and I talked briefly about the guy. We both agreed that he seemed strange, but overall, we just had a laugh about it. Soon after, Daniel and I headed home. We could walk the majority of the distance together, and the final 5 minutes or so, he would go one way and I would go the other. We left the carnival and first walked on the sidewalk. The night got darker moving away from the lights, and things got quieter. We were now going farther away from the people. About 5 minutes into the walk home, we both heard the footsteps behind us. Instinctively, I looked back, and the same guy was walking a ways down the sidewalk. I couldn't tell if he was following us or not, but it was suspicious. I told Daniel about it, and he suggested that we speed up. We both started walking a little faster on the way home. Soon, we had to turn and take another sidewalk. As we did, things got even darker and quieter. The worst part is that soon, we saw the man make the same turn. We continued to hear him walking a ways behind us. Now it was just us and the guy walking. Nobody else was even in sight. We kept going down the road on the way back to our houses. After several more minutes went by, we decided to check behind us again. The man was even closer than before. I was sure that I saw him looking at me as I looked back at him. Daniel and I were convinced that the guy was following us. We decided to figure out what we should do in this situation. The guy was still a ways back, but getting closer. We quietly talked about our possible options. Soon, we approached where Daniel and I would split up, and he would go to his place, and I would go to mine. We decided to just run home in separate directions. The guy couldn't chase both of us, and probably wouldn't run if we did. That would be really weird. So Daniel took off and started jogging to his place. He went to the left, and I went to the right to head for mine, and I also started jogging. But to my horror, the man started jogging after me. It looked like Daniel had gotten off, but I would have to lose the man. I looked over my shoulder, and the man was now almost sprinting. I tried to speed up and run faster, but the man was keeping up with me for the most part. I then took a hard left and jumped a fence to one of my neighbor's yards. We were pretty close to my house now. It was only a couple of minutes away. After I got into my neighbor's yard, I ran around to the back and then through their backyard. I was desperate and didn't care if any of my neighbors saw me. In fact, I hoped that they would. But nobody seemed to be outside at that hour, and I went out of their backyard and into the street behind it. I actually heard the man going into the neighbor's yard, and I couldn't believe it. I ran like crazy down the street and into another neighbor's backyard. Now I could no longer see the man when I got in there, and I was a little bit farther ahead than I had been before. I got back to the street and then sprinted for my house. By the time I got there, I was out of breath and used my house key to get inside. After getting inside, my mom saw how I was out of breath and I told her what had happened. She then called the police. I looked out the front window to the street, but I didn't see the guy. I'm not sure if he figured out which house was mine or not. After a while, the police got there and they spoke with me and my parents. They searched the neighborhood, but didn't find the man. He must have got out of there after he lost me. The police also went to Daniel's house to talk with him and his parents too. There was a thought that maybe the man would head over there, but he didn't. After this situation, I was afraid to go anywhere by myself for a while. I had walked to and from school every single day, but after the incident, my parents drove me to school and picked me up afterwards. Luckily though, nothing like this happened again, and I haven't seen the man since. I went to a carnival with my friend a couple of years ago. I think it was about 5 years ago, and it was a local carnival that I went to every year. It would be towards the end of the summer each season, and a bunch of people from the area would go. So this year when I went, it was later in the day, but not nighttime yet. We had been there for a while, and it was really busy. There were a bunch of carnival games, and my friend and I started playing some of them. There was this one game in particular, where you have to get fake rubber frogs into lily pads that float around on a pool. By the way you get them in is hitting a hammer on a slanted board which flings it towards the water. I had never seen a game like this before or played it. I hope I explained it well enough, but with it being my first time playing the game, I was excited to try. My first attempt, though, did not go according to plan at all. The way the game was set up is that people could stand on all four angles of the pool that was in the middle. There was a counter all around where you could launch the frogs from. I struck my board with my hammer, which sent my frog flying, but it went way farther than I thought it would. It also didn't go in the right direction. The frog flew over the pool entirely and towards the people who were playing the game on the other side. A woman had a drink, which looked like a beer, sitting on top of the counter. The frog that I launched hit her beer directly, which knocked it over and spilled everything. Some of it spilled onto the woman herself. Instantly, I felt terrible, and I hadn't meant for the frog to go that far. I left my place and made my way through the crowd to go apologize and offer to buy her a new drink. My friend thought it was really funny and was laughing. Luckily for me, the place was so crowded and so many people were playing the game at once that not many other people seemed to notice at all. That would have been really embarrassing if everybody had seen it. But as I was getting closer to where the woman was, a man stopped me, who I guess was the woman's boyfriend or husband. He was a big guy, had a handlebar mustache and ponytail, and he got right up in my face. The guy started cursing at me, asking what I was trying to do. I understood him being angry, and I apologized and told him I didn't mean to do it. The guy cut me off as I was speaking and cursed at me some more. I saw the woman standing behind him, and she tapped him on the arm and told him that it would be okay. I offered to buy them another beer, and the guy said that I owed them a lot more than a beer, and said that it spilled all over the woman. He seemed to be a little bit too angry for this situation. And he also seemed to possibly be drunk. His words were slurred as he yelled profanities at me. I really just wanted to talk to the woman directly, and she seemed not nearly as mad as the guy was. I really didn't want to deal with him anymore, so I took out my wallet, got a $20 bill, and tried to hand it to the woman, but the man grabbed it and then called me a few more names. I just turned and walked away. It was an honest accident. It's not like I purposely tried hitting the frog as far as it could go. I just wanted to get away from the guy, and I felt like I did all that I could to resolve the situation. As I walked away, I heard the guy say to me, "Where do you think you're going?" But at that point, I ignored him, and I blended in with the crowd to get back to my friend. When I reached my friend, he was laughing and thought it was really funny that I got chewed out by the guy. And now that it was over and I didn't feel guilty about it anymore, I laughed a little too. It actually was pretty funny looking back on it in the moment. Unfortunately, it didn't end there. Just about 5 minutes later, My friend and I were still walking away, trying to get as far out of that area as we could. I heard somebody yelling behind me. It was the man, and he was back. He was walking quickly in my direction and telling me to get back over and apologize. Clearly, the guy had either really lost his temper or was drunk out of his mind, because I already had apologized. I tried to ignore him, but he soon reached me and grabbed my shoulder. This made me angry, and I told the guy not to touch me. I also told him I already did apologize. A police officer happened to be walking by, luckily, and heard the yelling. He then got between us and asked what the problem was. Obviously, the drunk guy gave him his version of the event. We both explained our sides, and the woman who had now caught up to the guy told him to calm down again. After the police officer talked to all of us, he said that everybody should calm down and we should all just leave each other alone. We left and walked in the opposite direction as the officer made sure that the man didn't follow us. The guy seemed to be a little bit more calm now, and I guess he was going to go in a different direction. My friend and I weren't planning on staying there much longer anyways. We walked around on the opposite side for a little while. There were so many people there that I was sure we would never see the guy again. About an hour later, we hadn't seen him at all, and we were leaving to go home. As we approached the exit gates, I spotted the man. He was walking about 100 feet away or so. It was pretty far. But just after I spotted him, he saw me. I saw his face turn to anger, and he started heading in my direction. My friend saw him too, and we both just started sprinting as fast as we could towards the exit. There was no way this man was going to be able to catch us. We did kind of have to run past him a little bit though to get to the exit. He got within maybe 50 feet of us, but we were able to leave and we ran all the way to my car. After getting out of there, we never saw the man again. I still can't believe just how angry he got from that little incident. I think it was a mix of him being drunk and also probably having anger problems. Since then, I haven't played that frog game.